As I was reflecting on these two readings this week, all the images of bodies kept jumping out at me. Did you notice? There are references in these two readings to the head, the heart, the face, the stomach. There are references to our bodies, to Jesus' body, even to God's body. And that's where I want to start. The reference in this psalm to what it is we are to seek. Our hearts tell us, seek God's face. Your face, O Lord, we seek. And so I was thinking what that might mean, to seek God's face. It almost implies that God has a body and a face. And of course, we are told in Deuteronomy, at the end of Deuteronomy, about Moses, that he was unique, not just among prophets, but among human beings, in that he spoke to God face to face. Of course, there's that other story about Moses where he asked to see God's face, and God says, no one can see my face and live, but I'll walk by and you can glance at my backside as I go by. So does God have a face that we are seeking out? Well, I'm thinking more about what that might mean, God's face. I was thinking about our faces. I mean, what is it about us that makes us really unique and recognizable as unique human beings? It's our face. And you don't really necessarily recognize and know someone until you see their face. I mean, have you ever had that experience where you see someone in the grocery store or the post office from the back and you think it's someone? And you go up and you say, hey, Judy! And they turn around and they don't look at all like them. Our faces are how we are recognized. That's why there's all this technology they're developing around facial recognition. Maybe to seek God's face means to be seeking to recognize God and recognize God here in this world, in the land of the living, as the psalm says. Maybe the psalm is about how we are to be seeking out signs of God, God's presence, God's face in this world, maybe in the faces of others, maybe in those people responding in positive ways to awful events like the shootings in New Zealand. Maybe seeking God's face means to always be looking for God in this world, even in human beings in bodies. Maybe a reminder as well that the Christian life is not just about some abstract spiritual thing, but we are about the body. I mean, Jesus said, feed the hungry. Our bodies need food. Give drink to those who are thirsty. Visit bodies in prison. Welcome the bodies of refugees and immigrants and the foreigner in your midst. Maybe a reminder that our faith is not just about the spirit, but about the body. Of course, in Philippians, Paul offers a warning not to get too wrapped up in the body, though. Talking about those who make a god of their stomach, an idol of their body, perhaps. We certainly see that in our modern world. All this time and energy and money devoted to trying to look better, cosmetic surgery, having the best clothes and makeup and all those sorts of things. And that's important. But how many people get obsessive about that kind of thing? Or about food and our stomachs? There are some days I think that's the best part of my day, going and eating dinner. And again, of course, we remember Jesus was about feeding people. I mean, his first miracle was turning water into wine. And yet, we are more than bodies. That's Paul's point. Don't make an idol of the body. And Jesus was certainly aware of this balance. I mean, Jesus is God in a human body. And yet more than that. Jesus on the cross reveals the suffering of the body. And yet there are Christians who get focused, almost obsessed on that as well. The blood, the gore. You know, the Mel Gibson movie. And we can get too caught up in that and miss the fact that although the cross was about Jesus suffering in the body, the resurrection was about the body as well. Jesus is resurrected as a body. And a body that had changed in some way. Although Jesus says to Thomas, "Touch my body. Know that I'm not a ghost." He eats with the disciples in many of the gospel accounts of his resurrection. Why? Because ghosts don't eat. The body gets resurrected. And now we're back to Philippians, where Paul says Jesus came to transform our bodies, our humble bodies, just as his own body was transformed. And this made me start thinking about the church as the body of Christ. We refer to it that way. We are the body of Christ. That Jesus somehow is transformed from an individual body to a community of bodies. We are Christ's body. We are Christ's hands and feet and eyes and ears and voices. As a community. That we as a community, the body of Christ, are called to seek God's face. But we're also called to be God's face. I mean, what is the point of being the body of Christ if we are not revealing Christ to the world? And so our task brings us back full circle. Not just to be seeking God's face, but to be revealing God to a world sorely in need of seeing and being reminded of God and God's love and God's peace and God's hope. And so we move from seeking God's face to being God's face for the whole world to see. And there's our task. Amen.